producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. A lot to talk about. Let's just jump right in. All right, so this is very interesting, okay? HUD, Department of Housing and Urban Development, wants to ban smoking in all of the nation's 1.2 million public housing units. Apparently, this is the latest step in a decades-long crackdown on tobacco products that obviously have killed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Americans, and we've been slowly cutting back on people who smoke. We haven't really seen a lot of the death rates decline yet because, again, a lot of the people that have had lung cancer and have been dying of lung cancer obviously did not quit in time. But we'll start seeing those numbers hopefully within the next 10 years, if not sooner than that. But this rule is going after public housing and smoking within them. In the proposed rule announced today, the Department of Housing and Urban Development would require more than 3,100 public housing agencies to go smoke-free within several years. The agencies must design policies prohibiting lit tobacco products in all living units, indoor common areas, administrative offices, and in all outdoor areas near housing and administrative office buildings. You see, not only do I look at that from a health perspective, but I also look at that from, you know, fire prevention. You know, can you imagine you're putting money in, okay, the government's putting money into public housing, they're building this, and then somebody sets their mattress on fire. So say no matches, no fire of any type in these, you know, in that. Although I don't see how that could work because you still have a kitchen, for crying out loud. But, you know, to me, when I read that, I'm reading more into the fire safety. But it's still nice that they're doing it for anti-smoking. But I got an issue with this. I'll tell you what it is, but I'll finish through this first. All right, so according to HUD officials, we have a responsibility to protect public housing residents from the harmful effects of secondhand smoke, especially the elderly and children who suffer from asthma and other respiratory diseases, according to HUD Secretary Julian Castro. Said in a statement, this proposed rule will help improve the health of more than 760,000 children and help public housing agencies save $153 million every year in health care, repairs, and preventable fires. They say HUD will not design a final rule until after it hears public comments over the next 2 months. They say there seems a little doubt that the government is headed toward the smoking ban since the Obama administration has already moved in that direction. HUD strongly encouraged public housing agencies to design anti-smoking policies in 2009. More than 600 have done so. That means that more than 228,000 of the nation's public housing units are already smoke-free. Let me see here. They say cigarette smoking among adults has now cut from half down to, I guess, 42%. It used to be 42% back in the 1960s, now about half of that. But unfortunately, cigarette smoking is still killing 480,000 Americans each year. It is still the leading preventable cause of death in the United States, according to the CDC. But children, elderly people are at risk because many live in more than 500,000 public housing units. They say everyone, no matter where they live, deserves a chance to grow up in a healthy, smoke-free home, according to U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. There is no safe level of secondhand smoke, so when 58 million Americans, including 15 million children, are exposed to secondhand smoke, we have the obligation to act. Back in the 1960s, I think 1964, was when the Surgeon General's office first brought attention to smoking health dangers. And then in a report last year, the then-acting Surgeon General Boris Luzhniak added liver cancer and colorectal cancer to the list of problems with tobacco use. Okay, so, and then here we go, fires. In addition to the health benefits, apparently HUD cites that smoking causes 100,000 fires each year, resulting in more than $500 million of property damage, leading cause of fire-related deaths in multifamily buildings. Okay, so, many of us are like, okay, good, it's about time, that's great. Okay, if they're going to be living on the public dime, then they need to do what we say. That makes me a little nervous, okay? Now, on the one hand, these kids should not be exposed to smoke. So, absolutely, if you're going to be in government housing, okay, and you have a family, then absolutely, we're going to want to have healthy environments, okay? I mean, you know, because we are helping your child be there. Your child doesn't have any choice. And so if we're helping your child be in that sort of a home, that sort of a living facility, that sort of a residence, we want to make sure that we're not putting the kid in harm's way. So no smoking on this site. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. All right. I'm a huge fan of that. I'm for this. I hope this does pass. But there's something I'm starting to see that I think a lot of you guys have seen, and it's under the guise of public health. But I think it's a little deeper than that. If you are on the government dime, they can control some of your individual rights. All right? You know, smoking, this has been something that we've been going back and forth on. Is it your individual right to be able to smoke, or is it a public threat because you're hurting other people? Smoking is a public threat because it hurts other people. Secondhand smoke kills. So that's how we justified being able to go after people that smoke and tax you disproportionately to other people and basically discriminate against you because we have used the excuse that your secondhand smoke is hurting other people. But it's still discrimination. It's still not allowing you to have a right that somebody else does. Now, even though as a doctor I'm for these rules being implemented, I think we need to see that the more people will rely on the government dime, the more the government is going to be imposing their own rules and regulations. And as the recession deepens or comes back in full force, depending on how you're looking at the economy where we live, we're still deep in the recession. And as more people rely on medical coverage from the government, later jobs from the government, is the government going to control you more? And their excuse is, look, if you're going to be in government public housing, then we have a say. Okay? Their rules. Just something we need to watch for. 1-877-DOCTALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was an interesting email. I received this a couple weeks ago. Doctor, I'm on my fifth antidepressant, and it's not working. I have a difficult family situation. It's the in-laws. But more than that, I can't stand up to them because they support my husband and I. My husband works for them, and they provide us housing. So they are in our home every day and on my last nerves. They take the baby away from me and leave for hours, and the baby is mine. I can't keep asking for drugs because I don't know what to do. I guess what she's trying to say is she can't keep getting prescriptions obviously, and she's on the fifth one, and it doesn't work, and you know. I brought this email up because we had just been talking about the public housing. This is a tough scenario, and I didn't realize how often this does happen, especially with, you know, certain cultural groups where you work for the family. And when you work for the family, their influence is a lot more than the typical in-law influence could be. And we've spent a lot of times talking about in-laws and other family members interfering with the marriage. There's always people that are going to interfere with the marriage. Okay, there could be somebody who's, you know, a hoochie mama, you know, trying to hit on your husband, or you know, I don't know, somebody that your wife works with hitting on her. There's friends that, you know, go, gosh, you know, your wife shouldn't be doing that. You know, I've seen people leave their wife for much less than that. Or, you know, women going out with their girlfriends going, oh, I can't believe he did that. Oh, I can't believe he did that. I really feel bad for you guys when you have a wife that talks to her friends about you. That must stink, because you have absolutely no control over what her friends could be telling her to do, and you're just a sitting duck, you know, going, why are they finding out about our personal business? And that's tough. But probably one of the most influential groups, outside groups on your marriage, are the in-laws. And they could be the root of a lot of marital strife. But when they are supporting you, what do you do? Okay, I mean, I've always encouraged having that independence. Now, and I understand, you know, the way things have been for generations is families support each other, and I want that to happen. Okay, but which family gets you? Which family is, you know, are you the insider, and which family are you the outsider? When you're a daughter-in-law or a son-in-law, that is a very precarious position to sometimes be in, because you are the, and they may make you feel like you're an insider or whatever, but that's not how you grew up, and that's their family's traditions, and that's their family's decisions, and now they're employing you and giving you housing. Do you need them more than, you know, what your happiness allows? So, you know, the idea that, okay, just because they supply your housing and they're in your house every day, that's not right. You should say, look, you gave us a home, but it's our home. Okay? If this is your home, because you're here all the time, then let me and my husband move out and we'll get our own place so it's our home. But we need to determine this now. Is this our home where I'm able to raise my child and spend bonding time with my child, or is this your home? Man, if they go, this is our home, you know, then, yeah, and it's so important for a marriage to have their own. I'm not talking about a house. I'm not talking about a mansion. I'm not talking about an apartment. I'm talking about a home. Okay? A home is where you set up residence and there's some closure to it. Even if it's a room in an apartment where you and your husband and your child have to create your own home. Yes, grandma could be a part of it, grandpa could be a part of it, aunt, uncle, neighbors, etc. But you guys need to make that nucleus. You have to. It's important for bonding, and it's important for your own sanity. And my next question is husband helping you? Okay, if husband agrees that this is overbearing, then he's got to help you stand up to his parents. If he doesn't agree, and he's like, look, you just got to live with it. That's the way things are. You guys are going to have to need to go to a marriage therapist. In fact, I would probably even recommend going to a therapist anyway. First, you're trying to take antidepressants to get through an environmental situation. You're obviously suffering from some sort of depression, whether it's environmentally induced or biologically induced. And so I would recommend getting some help. And recommend getting some help with your husband there, or even the in-laws there. Sometimes you need a moderator. Okay, I think many of us have gone through examples. I had to. When we first started to get married, we actually met with a rabbi. And just getting that outside, you know, perspective really, really helped. You know, because he agreed with me. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I don't know if my husband loved it. But he's like, you know, she's right. I spending all of the week, you know, spending all your weekends with the in-laws, that's not time for you guys to grow together. And so, and you know, but again, there were issues on how do you stand up? How do you, and again, look, I'm going to be an in-law one day. And I am going to be very protective of my baby. All right? There's going to be somebody coming in, wooing my baby, convincing him to marry her, and then taking her away from me? Oh, hell no. Oh, no, she didn't. I would be all over that. So, I mean, here, I'm going to be in that situation on the other side. Okay? Hopefully, I hope to God I like her. But as a doctor and as a mom, I know they got to make a home. I just want to be convinced that I get to be a part of their lives somehow. But they need to make a home, and they need to create their own bonds. And if this mom is not getting time to be with her child, sometimes you need a mediator or somebody. And I think there's even family mediators out there. But, okay, some families may not like that, and they may not want to go. And they may say, look, if you don't like our rules, then we're not going to support you. Then you and your husband have to decide if the family business is something you guys want to do for the next 50, 60, 70 years. Well, he doesn't have a lot of skills. He can't really do a lot of other things. That's bullcrap. He can. Okay? He's choosing to go the easier route because he can't get hired from his family. But, you know, or he can't get fired from his family. Yeah, and some people will argue, well, look, you know, why work for another boss who could fire you? I might as well work for my family because they could hire you back. Well, you know, which stress is easier to take? Stress from an outsider or stress from an insider? But this has to stop because you're just going to drive yourself crazy and the medicines aren't working and you can't be medicating yourself. And you need time with that baby. And husband needs to get involved and you guys need to have a talk. Now, how would you approach this? Okay, now, I mean, my style was like, you know, hell no. Get out of my house, leave. Can't do it that way. Okay, you're going to have to start nice. Okay, and say, look, guys, you know, we need to go through our bonding stage. We need to, you know, have our family time. Now, if you're thinking good, you know, they want, the in-laws want you divorced. They never liked you anyway, so they're purposely interfering. Then you need to call them on that. Right? And you need to say, look, okay, I know that I might not be the, you know, most perfect person that, you know, married your son. But I love your son, and I want to make this marriage work. But we need time alone. And we need privacy. And if you guys can't give us privacy, we need to move out. Trust me. There's tons of options you guys have. You feel like you don't have options. Okay? And if they say, fine, move, then move. Take that opportunity and run. Move out. Get your own place. And then when it comes to a job, try that same thing. Okay? Yeah, they can employ your husband, but that doesn't mean they have to be over all the time. Okay? And then come up with times to go, look, let's come up with a schedule. You want to see grandbaby. I get that. Let's pick Saturday afternoons. You could help us in Saturday evenings because then hubby and I could go on date night. And we could do Sunday brunch together and that. But then during the week, let it be our time. Come up with a schedule. And if they still don't listen, then you got to bring in the big guns. Go, all right, we're going to family therapy or, you know, this crumbles apart right now. It's a shame. I would not want to have to relive that stress. That is a lot of stress. And we had it on both sides. My folks, his folks, and, you know, we eventually got it worked out, but it took a lot of standing up. And you have to be independent. If they think you need them, they're going to control you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of control, a lot of us have bathroom habits. Some of these bathroom habits we can control, some we can't. But these are some very interesting bathroom habits that we're going to share with you. Also, I want to talk about the study where we could be making MRSA worse by some of the antibiotics that we're taking is making the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus stronger as opposed to killing it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got some weird bathroom habits, a lot of us. Some of them super weird, some of them pretty normal. So apparently there was a nationwide survey of 1,000 men and women. And it was from, let me see here, AbcoTechBrand.com. I have AbcoTechBrand.com. Sorry about that. I don't want to mess it up, but I want to give you credit for this because this is a cute study. And I guess they looked at 1,000 men and women, and they had them share some of their lavatory behavior as part of a nationwide survey. By the way, Abitrek brand, I guess, it makes a waterproof Bluetooth-enabled shower speaker, okay? So some of these participants talked about, you know, singing in the shower. Some of them talked about peeing in the shower. Some of them talked about looking at the stool before they flush. Another person, I guess, covers the auto flush sensor so it doesn't flush and splatter all over her before she's finished. I hate that. Some, movie bathrooms do that. So you're sitting there and all you're doing is peeing or whatever. And then all of a sudden it flushes and it splashes all that back up into you like a bidet. And I hate that. And I didn't think that, you know, maybe I should run around with some duct tape. Where, and I don't move around, and so I don't know what senses off the sensor. I understand, you know, you get up, and then as it senses you getting up, it flushes, which, by the way, creeps me out that a toilet could be watching you like that. Honestly, like, you know, there could be a camera in there. But that's what I'm going to run around with some duct tape and cover up that Spencer or that sensor. Someone else says, I must do number two naked. So there's some people out there that have to be completely naked to go poop. And I know that kind of shocks some of you, but it doesn't shock me because a lot of my parents tell me that their kid will not poop if they have clothes on. So they sit their kid on the toilet completely naked and the kid could poop. So if that's how you guys learned how to poop on a toilet, then that's what's going to happen later. It just, I don't know how you do that in a public restroom when some of the restrooms don't have stall doors. Well, that used to scare me. I remember going to Zuma Beach in the 1970s, and the bathroom wouldn't have a stall door. I forget which bathroom, I don't know, cove that was. And, you know, I would be walking trying to find a bathroom, and I just see a woman sitting there peeing, and I was, like, so, I don't know, taken aback, going, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I was so horrified by peeing, you know, in a bathroom stall when there's no door. And my father was like, why aren't you just peeing in the ocean? I'm like, I can't do that because of fish. My father, you're completely stupid. It's fish. They don't care if you pee. Go pee into the ocean. So then I start to pee in the ocean. All right. So I know. Well, because there's doors on the bathroom. But when I was little, compared to what Zuma Beach back then, you peed in the ocean. That's what you did. And somebody said it scared away the sharks. Remember, when I was growing up, Jaws and all the movies were pretty big at the time. So I figured if I peed around me, there would be no shark to attack me. I was very scared. That was a scary movie for us kids to see. Okay, so this survey looked at 1,000 Americans, and let's see what many people are doing in the potty. Okay, so these are the top five shower activities. One is peeing in the shower. 61% admitted to peeing in the shower. 41% admitted to peeing in a swimming pool. The swimming pool, that's disgusting, people. Don't be swimming or peeing in a swimming pool. That I do not allow. That's disgusting. You could go to the potty, and if there's no stall on the door, then just leave that. Don't even go to that swimming place. Or, I don't know, pee in a cup. You could do that. You know, have a dress on. Okay, then pee in a cup and then pour that cup into the toilet, something like that. But no, don't be peeing in a swimming pool. Peeing in the shower, though, when my patients tell me they do that, one of the first things I do is I check their feet. And I notice that the people that pee in the shower seem to not have as much dry skin on their feet because urea has been used in creams and pharmaceutical creams for dry feet. So I can almost tell if you guys pee in the shower because your feet are so smooth. So nobody wants to admit, I'm like, wait, you pee in the shower. But peeing in the shower is sometimes a reflex, too. You're there, you're getting the warm water dripping down your back, you're feeling comfortable, and when you relax, you pee. So peeing in the shower isn't that uncommon. A lot of us sing in the shower. I do. Me, 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 me. You sound really good in the shower because of the acoustics. I could sing a damn good Star Spangled Banner if I'm in the shower. I do. But then when I try to sing it outside the shower, you know, it's all kind of creaky and that kind of thing. Listening to music, a lot of you guys listen to music in the shower. A lot of you shower with your spouse or partner. And then a lot of you eat while in the shower. I don't understand how you can eat while in the shower. Let's just go back a step. The showering with your spouse and your partner. That's a tough one. I gotta be honest. And I know I should probably keep this under wraps, but I can't. I never liked showering with anybody. Okay. Including my husband. And it's because I get cold. And for some reason, the man is always taller, right? So he's taller, and he lets the water hit him. So you're standing there in his shadow freezing. You're like, okay, I want some hot water too. So I'm like, okay, get out of the shower, get out of the shower. I want the shower to myself. I mean, I get cold. And I'm just supposed to stand there and freeze because this is supposed to be some big romantic thing being in the shower? Oh, hell no. Out of the shower. Bubble bath is a whole entire different thing, but shower, no. Don't take a shower with me. I want the hot water all to myself. Now, the other thing that happens with the shower is I've lived in places, we didn't really have money, so we lived in places where you only had X amount of minutes of hot water. And then the hot water was gone. So, you know, all right, well, let me, you know, take a shower with you. And you're like, all right, well, it sounds like a good idea. And then all of a sudden, you're convinced them that it's not a good idea. Get the hell out. And by then, there's no more hot water. And so you got to finish taking water. I'm just really obsessive about my showers, people. I am really obsessive. I love my shower. So no taking a shower with me. Okay? Period. Top five genres that people sing in the shower. Rock. Oh, yeah. Rock is great. You know, some Aerosmith or some Def Leppard. Yeah, you know, red light, yellow light, green light, go. You know, you just got to sing that. Yeah, listen. Oh, you can do all of that in the shower and sound awesome. And then everybody's screaming like, yeah, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're such a rock star. Yeah, definitely rock. Pop, yeah. Country, you can always sing some country. It always sounds good in the shower. Sing a little bit of country. Love it. Christian religious music. I do. I'll sing Christmas carols in the shower. The cats love it. The cats will sit there. Rap and hip hop, absolutely, because you got the beat. Very, very easy to manipulate the beat in the shower. So that's what a lot of people do in the bathroom. Now, what are some of the most annoying habits of women in the bathroom? Leaving a mess on the seat if they hover. Yeah, I hate that. When you women squat, you pee all over the seat. They don't properly dispose of feminine hygiene products. They don't flush. They don't wash their hands. They take too long, causing lines in public bathrooms. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I just wanted to go to a man's bathroom because these women were taking too damn long. Always going to the bathroom together, so you're trying to poop and you have all these women there that can listen to you. They block the sink because they're checking the hair and makeup, and you're like, move, lady. They talk too loud while in different stalls. Oh, I do that all the time. Mom, you still with us? You still with us, Mom? Yes, I'm here. I just want to make sure because, you know, I'm going to leave because the movie starts. Okay. They don't wipe down the sink and they don't put the toilet seat, or they put the toilet seat down. Oh, men don't like that. Whereas men, they don't lift the seat and they pee all over the seat. They don't flush. They leave puddles so you step in it. They don't wash their hands. They stink up the toilet. They fart indiscriminately. This is according to the study. They pee in the sink. If the urinals are, what? You pee in the sink, wait. Pee outdoors and they don't wipe. Come on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I don't know if I like that survey. We'll be right back.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some antibiotics are making the superbug MRSA stronger instead of killing it. We should have opened this one. It doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Okay, anyway. So MRSA is a deadly pathogen, very, very difficult to treat because it is multiple drug resistant. And a new study suggests that treatment with the wrong antibiotic could even fuel it to become stronger. pretty scary stuff. Researchers in the United States unveiled the findings of their study published in the journal Cell Host and Microbe. They discovered that common or first-line antibiotics like beta-lactam antibiotics can make superbugs stronger and more severe. Individuals infected with MRSA who receive a beta-lactam antibiotic could then, unfortunately, get more sick. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, you know, the doctor should know better. You don't understand, okay? Many of these beta-lactam antibiotics, like the penicillins, okay, will be the first prescribed, and they have been the first prescribed all along. Before we knew what MRSA was, you would come in with a big, nasty infection. So we would give you a beta-lactam antibiotic because those work well on skin infections. Then you started to not heal up. This was years ago. So you start to not heal up, and then we're like, okay, well, something's up. And if it starts to ooze or we're able to take a culture, we take a culture. Or we take a culture day one, and it takes 3-4 days to get the culture back because it's got to grow in the lab. Meanwhile, you've been on the beta-lactam antibiotic for the first few days. Now we find out you have MRSA. You have a nasty staph infection that is not going to be sensitive to the beta-lactam. So we have to switch it to somebody else, like something else, like Bactrim, let's say. We inadvertently already started you on a penicillin-based medicine. Now, I've gotten to the point now where I've been fortunate enough to identify it first time out. When you come in with a big, painful boil, and it came on fast, and it's tender, I'm going to start treating you for staph, the MRSA, just right off the bat. I'm taking a chance because sometimes the medication to treat MRSA may not be as good for skin infections. But I'm just not giving you both like some people used to do or in the olden days, just start you with the penicillins. So they say that their findings underscore the urgent need to improve awareness of MRSA and rapidly diagnose these infections to avoid prescribing antibiotics that could put patients' lives at risk. Because if the doctor or medical provider does not think it's MRSA, they're going to start you on a regular antibiotic protocol that unfortunately can make it worse. Apparently, they say that they conducted the study on laboratory mice. And MRSA does not only respond to beta-lactam antibiotics, but it adapts to them, becoming stronger. The beta-lactam antibiotics mechanism of the action involves neutralizing the enzymes in bacteria that make cell walls. It inhibits the formation of the peptidoglycan crosslinks in the bacterial cell walls. Cell wall structural integrity is needed for bacteria because if it loses its cell wall, it could die. But researchers discovered that one of these enzymes, the PBP2A, a penicillin-binding protein 2A, is not neutralized by the antibiotics. Thus, the superbug continues to build its cell wall. Specifically, MRSA bypasses the action of the drug and stimulates a gene called MACA. This gene activates a backup pathway for cell wall synthesis. When the researchers further studied if the body's immune system detects the cell wall, they found that the exposure of superbugs to these first-line antibiotics induced this activation, and then the bacteria were, I guess, had an easier time to, I guess, be killed. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling on this because my article is coming in and out. So, in a nutshell, we need to be careful, okay? We need to realize if it's MRSA right off the bat before we get the culture. And if the culture takes 3 days, that could be too long. So we need a few things. One, we need doctors and medical providers to be able to spot it and go, this is probably MRSA. And they are. I'm noticing, I'll get a patient, I'll inherit a patient, you know, follow up from an ER. And that ER doc was right on the money and identified it before a culture was taken. So I was like, good job. And, I used to be an ER doc, so I love them. Good folk. And then on the other hand, we need to have more rapid testing. For many of you, because here's the other problem. If we start to overprescribe Bactrim or medication for MRSA, now we're going to start having increased resistance to that. So we don't want to start a MRSA antibiotic and be wrong. Also, so this is where it gets tricky. So what we need is a rapid way to test methicillin-resistant staph aureus. Now, some of you are going to be like, why the hell don't we have a test now? Okay, you know, why don't they have their acts together? Well, the reason why it takes that long, the reason why it takes so long is, if you look at it, let's say under a microscope, you're going to see the staphylococcus, the little round bacteria. Just like when I worked in medical school at UCLA, they made us work at an STD clinic in LA, and you would gram stain the urethral discharge right there, because it would save money on lab tests. We would do the gram staining. We would see the little cocci, and we'd be like, all right, you got gonococcus, and, you know, here's your, ceftriaxone shot. And so we would look at it before we would treat, and the people would have to wait in the lobby while we were gram staining and looking under the microscope. The problem with staph is, yeah, it looks like staph bacteria. Was it staph resistant to penicillin, or is it staph that is resistant, or is it sensitive, or is it resistant? And that's a problem. So that's going to take a heck of a lot longer than you can't just look under a microscope. So that's where we are with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I'm having issues. I apologize, but we have students right now marching for free college. And let me, sorry about that. I'm having a little issue with my computer here. So in addition to having the minimum wage hikes, we are having huge marches and huge protests over free college. Now, students are marching at Washington colleges. We see marches here, California, and there's marches all over. Reuters is reporting here that students were said to walk out of classrooms all across the United States today to protest ballooning student loan debt for higher education and rally for tuition, free colleges, and a minimum wage hike for campus workers. The demonstrations are planned for the next 2 days after thousands of fast food workers took to the streets in a nationwide day of action pushing for a $15 an hour minimum wage. So this is called the Million Student March. They've been planned all over from Las Vegas to New York. Thousands of people signed up, and I haven't been able to see the numbers of who participated, but it looks like it's been pretty popular. Organizers are demanding tuition-free public colleges, cancellation of all student debt. Wow. Right now, the total volume of outstanding student loan debt has more than doubled to $1.2 trillion, according to the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, compared with less than $600 billion in 2006. The Bureau said there are some 8 million private and federal loan borrowers in default, representing more than $110 billion. So, I agree. There are a lot of issues, and we're going to probably spend more time on this later this month as we see what happens over the course of time. But how do you give millions of Americans free college? Do you have to extend the public school system from high school to college? I think it's going to be ridiculous to ask private institutions to give students free college. And even universities need to make money. So I'm wondering if what we have to do is take high school and expand it another 4 years to make college. I'm not sure. You know, Clinton wants to increase tuition grants and help refinance loans. But, you know, you can't just give free college because there's no way you can afford that. So we're going to have to talk about what should the answer be. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go in.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Attention, all men.
Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.